everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Rebecca, and I know that your English will improve today. Well, today, we're going to continue talking about fashion. And I know many of you probably love talking about clothes and fashion. Well, yesterday, we started talking about some of the popular fashions this year. Today, we're going to continue talking about different fashions so that you will be able to dress in style. So, some of the things that we're going to discuss today are wrinkles on purpose. Does that mean I can actually wear a wrinkled shirt? I think that might be what that means, but you will find out. And a new plaid. Hey, I'm wearing plaid. Maybe I'll be dressing in style. And beautiful purses. Okay, friends, make sure you have your magazines in. Let's get started.
Spring into style. Wrinkles on purpose. If you don't like to iron, you'll love the newest wrinkled fabric, which is both convenient and attractive. Big sleeves. Pump up the volume in your sleeves, that is. This season, the bigger and fuller your sleeves, the better. Lines and more lines. Vertical, horizontal, thin, and wide stripes have all been seen at many of the spring fashion shows. Spanish influences. Designers Diane von Furstenberg and Michael Kors borrowed from Spanish culture for their collections, featuring bold red pieces. Animal prints. The animal kingdom has provided inspiration with zebra stripes and leopard spots as popular new design elements.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天第二重点我们看 wrinkle 这个名词。Wrinkle 是指皱纹或皱褶。例如 ,these trousers were made of a wrinkle-free fabric.这些长裤是用一种防皱布料制作的，或者是 These fine wrinkles around the eyes can be made smoother with this eye cream. 这些眼睛周围的细纹可以用这个眼霜抚平。Wrinkle 也可以当动词，意思是弄皱或者是使起皱纹。例如 Ultraviolet rays can easily wrinkle your skin if you don't apply sunblock. 如果你不擦防晒霜的话，紫外线很容易就会让你的皮肤起皱纹。继续我们看 horizontal 这个形容词，我们看到这个字里面有 horizon, 地平线这个名词，所以 horizontal 是指平行的或者是横的。例如 the worker at the gallery adjusted the painting to be perfectly horizontal. 这位艺廊的员工把画调整到完全水平为止。它的反义字就是课文中的前面一个字 vertical. Vertical 是指垂直的。例如 the cliff is so steep that it's almost vertical. 这个悬崖太陡峭了，几乎是垂直的。
Yes.
Hey Gabe.
Yes.
Question. Do you enjoy ironing?
What?
Yeah. Do you like to iron? Or would you rather wear wrinkled clothes?
Now hold on a second, Rebecca. Mm-hmm. I bet that you think my answer to do you enjoy ironing is no, I don't enjoy ironing. However,I actually think ironing is kind of therapeutic. That means it's a little bit relaxing to sit there and iron my clothes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Because I actually do not enjoy ironing. Actually, I remember as a kid, when my sister was learning how to iron, I was actually very jealous because she was learning to iron and I was not allowed to learn how to iron because I was too young.
Oh.
And as I've gotten older...I look back and I wish I enjoyed those days when I didn't have to iron.
Yes, of course. You weren't allowed to iron probably because your mom was worried you might burn yourself, your skin, right?
Right.
But now you wish nobody told you to iron.
So I'm actually really excited about this new style, this new fashion, wrinkles on purpose. No more ironing.
Well, right. It's at least for this season. This spring, no more ironing. You can wear wrinkles on purpose. Now, why does it say on purpose here? Well, that's because usually if your shirt is wrinkled, your friend or coworker might tell you, man, you need to iron your shirt because it doesn't look good. However, there are many shirts and clothes out there that are being made with wrinkles on purpose. That means they are there on purpose. There's a reason for those wrinkles.
That's right. And actually, this is a fun phrase to talk about, on purpose. That just means that you do something intentionally. And of course, there's other ways that you can use this phrase. For example, Gabe, You dropped that bucket of water on purpose, didn't you?
No, Rebecca, I did not drop the bucket of water on purpose. I did it by accident, and I'm really sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry I got you wet with that water.
So it was by accident. Hey, that's another phrase that we want to talk about. If you do something by accident, this just means that something happens that you did not expect to happen. You didn't do it on purpose.
Right, and it's a bad thing, right? Of course, you know an accident when you're driving, if there is an accident, that's a terrible thing. There was a car accident. Maybe a car ran into another. So here the phrase is on accident, to do something by accident. Now, sometimes I do say on accident, but I think it's more proper to say by accident or on purpose.
Exactly. So you would say, yeah, I accidentally, or I knocked over the milk by accident. Not on purpose, but by accident.
And that happened the other day when I was at a coffee shop, and I was talking to the worker there at the coffee shop, asked him a question. As he was demonstrating and explaining to me about the machines, he pointed to the machine just as his coworker came by with our food, and the food went all over the place.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. That really happened. But it wasn't on purpose, of course. He did that by accident.
Yeah, that's probably something you would want to avoid. Okay, well, anyway, friends, we're talking about wrinkles on purpose. So if you're one of those people that does not enjoy ironing, you will just love the newest wrinkled fashion or wrinkled fabric, which is both convenient and attractive. Now let's talk about this next fashion, big sleeves. So pump up the volume in your sleeves, that is.
Whoa, pump up the volume, Rebecca. Doesn't that mean to make something louder? Like when I'm in my car on a road trip and I turn the music up, I'm pumping up the volume.
Gabe, hold on just a moment. Yes. When you're on a road trip and you want someone to turn the music louder, the radio louder,
yeah,
you might
louder.
Say, pump up the volume. But no. That's not what it means here in our lesson. We're talking about making the sleeves bigger.
Okay. So pumping up the volume in your sleeves, which is exactly what I did, Rebecca. You see, I got these big muscles now in my sleeves. I'm pumping up the volume.
Gabe, no. It's not talking about adding muscles. This just means that you actually make the sleeves bigger, not your muscles.
Oh.
See, it says pump up the volume in your sleeves. That is.
Yes.
Yeah, and we want to look at those two little words, that is, which you see right here in our lesson.
Yeah, they're very easy words. You know that. You know is. Now, that is together. This means to be specific. Okay, so we're talking about not pumping up the volume in the musical sense, or with sound. We're talking about pumping up the volume in another way, to make something bigger, that is.
Right. So this season, the bigger and fuller your sleeves, the better. Okay, well, let's move on to our next style. We read lines and more lines. Vertical, horizontal, thin, and wide stripes have all been seen at many of the spring fashion shows. So vertical lines and horizontal lines, thin lines, thick lines. This is
and
great.
Spanish lines.
Spanish lines.
Well,
Spanish lines.
I mean, at least Spanish influence. Okay, you can notice some Spanish influence in some of the styles. And also, you might see a lot of animal prints. The animal kingdom has provided inspiration with zebra stripes and leopard spots as popular new design elements. Hmm. But speaking of a little bit of Spanish influence, see if you can hear some Spanish influence with our Sing
It
Out.
Sing it out.
Well, I have a question for you and for you, Gabe. What do romantic dresses, plaid shirts, and wrinkles have in common?
Ben, those are all in style this spring.
That's right. They're the spring style.
Exactly. So maybe we should also spring into style.
Spring into style. Hey, everyone, we have a song we'd like to share with you. It goes like this. Spring into style.
Hey.
Spring into style.
Yeah.
Spring into style with romantic dresses.
Spring into style. Spring into style. Spring into style
with wrinkles?
Spring into style.
Spring into style.
Spring into style. And put on your plaid shirts. It'll look nice.
Spring into style. Spring into style. Spring into style.
Let's pump up the volume.
Yeah. Spring into style. Spring into style. Spring into style.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about some fashions that are fashionable this spring. Yes, we're springing into style with lots of different types of clothing. Of course, you might see people wearing wrinkles. That's okay. That's fashionable. It's in this season. You might see people pumping up the volume in their sleeves. That is, they're wearing bigger sleeves. I like that fashion. Let's continue learning about more now.
Spring into style. A new plaid. Last season's small plaid has been replaced by giant plaid on everything, including pants, dresses, tops, and more. Beautiful purses. The hot purse this spring is the half moon bag. The unique shape is sure to be different from anything else in your closet. Spring colors. The season's hottest color is orange, and you'll find it in a variety of shades. Other popular spring colors include coral, lemon yellow, and shades of pink and blue. Spring's many selections make it easy to embrace this season's exciting designs.
All right, 继续我们看的是 plaid 这个不可数名词，注意 AI 在这里是发长音的 a 念成 plaid。 plaid 是指格子图案或者是方格花纹，例如 the designer loves to mix plaid with stripes， 这位设计师喜欢混合格子跟条纹，或者是 the band wore traditional Scottish plaid， 这个乐团穿着传统苏格兰格子布料的服装。 plaid 也可以当形容词，例如 a plaid skirt 格子裙，或者是 a plaid scarf 是指格子围巾。最后我们看的是 shade 这个名词。 Shade 在这里是指颜色的色调或色度，例如 the bedroom was painted an unusual shade of beige， 这个卧室的油漆是一种特殊色调的米黄色，或者是 the purse comes in several pastel shades， 这个皮包有好几种粉彩的颜色，或者是 the painter used different shades of gray in this painting， 这位画家在这幅画作中用了好几种深浅色调不同的灰色。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. You know, I'm having so much fun talking about 2016 fashion designs. And of course, we read a new plaid. And actually, I like that word plaid. I don't just like talking about plaid, but I like wearing plaid, as you can see. I'm wearing some plaid.
I can see that, Rebecca.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, as you can see, friends, we're both wearing some plaid today.
So I think that we are dressed in style.
Yeah, at least we're dressed appropriately for our lesson right now.
Mm-hmm.
Friends, do you enjoy wearing plaid? Well, as you can see, it looks like a lot of boxes or squares put together on your shirt or pants or other kind of clothing, right?
Right.
Do you enjoy plaid?
Well, we read, last season's small plaid has been replaced by giant plaid on everything, including pants, dresses, tops, and more.
Interesting. So you are more in style than I am because you're wearing giant plaid, those big squares.
Right.
I've just got these little squares on my shirt.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Gabe. I'm a little bit more in style than you are. But hey, it's okay because you are representing last season's plaid.
Thanks.
No problem.
I'm representing last season. Okay.
Right. Well, anyway, we're going to talk about beautiful purses now. The hot purse. This spring is the half moon bag. The unique shape is sure to be different from anything else in your closet.
Well, now let's talk about spring colors. The season's hottest color is orange, and you'll find it in a variety of shades. Let me tell you, there's a great word you can use for this, and that is the word loud. Yes, you can use this word not only to talk about the volume of sound, but also to talk about if a color or if a shirt that someone is wearing is really bright and hard to ignore. It's a loud shirt.
And you know, it's not always a good idea to wear loud colors when going for a job interview.
Hmm.
Well, we saw this word orange. What do the guys have to say about this word orange?
Let's find out in the info cloud.
Today, let's talk about orange, or is it orange?
Ah, this is an example of a difference in American regional accents. Someone from the East Coast of the U.S. is likely to say orange, whereas people in the rest of the nation are apt to pronounce it orange.
Both pronunciations are acceptable. There's no right or wrong, since the English language has never been standardized the way French has. So, take your pick.
Okay, what season does the color orange remind you of? That's right, the autumn season. This is due to the autumn foliage, as well as Halloween, with the carved pumpkins or jack-o'-lanterns, all of which are very orange.
Now, the word orange has a unique feature. No single English word is a true rhyme of orange, though there are half rhymes, such as hinge, syringe, Stonehenge, or porridge.
Okay, so to rhyme orange, you have to get creative. For example, maybe you could write a poem about an orange stuck in a door hinge.
橘色的英文应该要读 orange 还是 orange， 这就要看你是在什么地方。如果去到美国的东岸，尤其是东北部，大多数的人会说 orange， 美国其他地方的人应该会说 orange， 这并不是对错的问题，而是地方口音的不同。Orange 其实就是秋天的颜色，因为很多地方会出现 autumn foliage， 秋天的树叶。当然呢，还有 Halloween， 万圣节。每年十月的时候，到处都会看到南瓜做的 jack-o'-lantern， 杰克灯笼。最后 orange 这个字有一个特点，它 并没有其他可以押韵的字，因为没有别的字有 range 的尾音，除非你用一些别的字的组合来构成押韵，像 door hinge orange， 虽然有一点牵强，但的确就形成了押韵。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks guys。 Hey, Gabe, I see that you have embraced one of this season's hottest colors, orange.
That's right. It is a loud color. And I have embraced this color as well. When you embrace something, it's not just giving someone a hug. You can use this word to talk about accepting an idea or accepting something new.
That's right. And of course, you could say, when moving to another country, I think that it's very important to embrace the culture and the people.
And I think it's important to embrace review skits every chance you get. Let's do that now.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. This one's going to be fun.
Yeah.
They're always funny.
Embrace the review.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
I love spring. Yeah, blue skies, sunshine, fresh air, and fashion.
Oh, so what do we have here?
Oh no, it's wrinkled.
It's wrinkled on purpose. Wrinkles are convenient and attractive.
Oh, look at these sleeves. The volume is really pumped up.
Yeah, the bigger the better.
Oh, and look at the stripes. Vertical, horizontal, thin and wide.
Oh, over here.
Look at the bold red pieces. It's the Spanish influence.
So bold and bright. Other design elements are exciting too.
Like designs inspired by the animal kingdom.
Yes, zebra stripes and leopard spots.
And last year's small plaid has been replaced by giant plaid on everything. Pants, dresses, tops, and more.
The half moon bag. The unique shape is very different.
What colors are hot this spring?
Orange, in a variety of shades. Coral, lemon, yellow, and shades of pink and blue are popular too.
Wow, all these selections make it easy to embrace this season's designs.
Yes, easy to embrace, but difficult to pay for.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Rebecca, what do you think about mixing some of these styles,
Gabe,
like plaid and loud orange?
Gabe, I don't think that's a good idea. Friends, I think Gabe has a lot to learn. And actually, so do we. Next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.